listening to KXCR 90.7 FM, Florence, Oregon. I'm your host, Larry Bloomfield, and this is Spiritual Unity Today, where our hope is to show that we're all closer alike than we are apart. Now, join me with my guests and find out their path and how they've got to where they are today.
Hello and welcome to another Spiritual Unity Today. I'm your host, Larry Bloomfield, and today we have another wonderful call-in guest. It is David Gagan, and he is called in to give us a little bit of his spiritual journey. Hello, David. How are you doing today?
Hi, Larry. I'm doing great.
Awesome. Well, you know, we do appreciate the fact that someone's willing to call in and give their spiritual journey their story. It's really wonderful to hear their enlightenment and being able to share that with other people. Well, I really do appreciate that. With that being said, maybe we can go ahead and ask the question now, and that is, where in life has spirituality first touched your heart? How's it brought you here today? And mate, where do you see yourself going with that? And if we have some time left over, maybe you could leave us with a little extra words of wisdom. That would be great.
Okay. I have always been curious about what's going on in life and looking around outside and wondering, where did all this come from? When I was a young teenager, my father used to give me these books that he was reading, and they would be things like Velikovsky's World in Collision and Aku Aku, which is a discussion of Easter Island and about the pyramids, sacred tablets and such. Mm-hmm. So I'd start reading those, and I started asking myself, what the heck is this all about? You know, this is it's not what I'm learning in school, but it seems to be valid information. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I started to pursue it. I was raised a Episcopalian, and I remember back when I was probably 14, maybe 15, sitting in the church and looking around and thinking, you know, I don't know what the answer is, but this probably isn't it. So I spent my life trying to figure out what was going on. Well, of course, I had to make a living, so mm-hmm. I got an engineering degree and worked for Boeing for a few years designing their flight control systems and communications and cockpits, and then I went off into the government, and I was a senior executive in the government for the Army and NASA, and mm-hmm. I ran some of their R&D labs. And then I did that for 9 years, and then I went off and I did a stint back in the business world, the private business world, and I built a microwave corporation, and we got it up to about 3,500 people and such. And about that time, I thought, I think I'll retire and get out of this thing. and then I did, and then I it took me I was an independent researcher, and during that time, I did a lot of travel, was in a lot of hotel rooms. I had a lot of time where I was able to do things and research things. So I started, and as I say, I probably started with archaeology just because that was where my dad pointed me. But then I got into things like ancient philosophy and from Plato to Emerson and then the Eastern philosophies, Lao Tzu and such. And then I started looking at other things like psychology, whereas, out of body experiences and past life regressions and so on and so forth. And the more I looked, the more I found fascinating information, but it came bits and pieces. And for the longest time, I didn't know if it'd be a good ending or a bad ending. You know, I was just trying to figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
And, my questions were, who am I, where am I, and why am I here?
Yep.
And when the pieces come in slow, then it's hard to say, this is all good, because you're only getting a small peek at what's going on. But in time, it started to come together for me. And I had a broad enough information to, so the pieces really started to fit. And that was a big deal. And then I wrote a book, The Endless Journey. And I wrote that, I started that about, I'd say 6 months after I retired. And it took me 6 months to get the business world out of my head. And before I could even think about putting pen to paper. But I wrote it, and I enjoyed it. It was a great effort. And then after I published it, I decided I'd have a radio show. So I had the Common Sense Spirituality Show, which I created and hosted for several years. And that was fun. And I met some fascinating people. Some of them were channels like Shepherd Hoodwin. And Russell Togg, who did remote viewing, and just a lot of interesting people, and they even broadened my view. So I thought, well, I'm gonna put something together that will pull all of this stuff together, and so I wrote Our Eternal Existence, A Metaphysical Perspective of Reality. And that's kind of where I am today. I wrote the book. It's about to be published. It gets published December 1st of 23, which is in another week and a half or something.
Well, congratulations!
So it's been a fun, interesting journey.
Oh, absolutely. Well, anytime you're able to be enlightened, I think it definitely works the soul similarly as if you went to the gym and worked on the muscles. You're tending to enlighten yourself and building upon that. And, well, knowledge is very wonderful because it tends to broaden our understanding. And once you look out a window or open a door, well, it's kind of hard to shut it or close it off and not know it's there anymore. It is. And now it's just a matter of getting that understanding. So it's really wonderful that you were able to do that. Maybe you can share a little bit about what you put into the book to give our listeners a little better understanding.
Well, I started out in the book and tried to explain what the reality is that we're living in. And we live in an illusion, and and it doesn't seem like an illusion. It's an amazing illusion, but even Plato and Einstein agreed that it was an illusion, each for a different reason and each for a valid reason. But I go through that and I try to explain why it's an illusion. It's not that it doesn't exist. It's that we perceive the energy around us through our five outer senses, and that's what presents this illusion to us. And we're here for purpose. It's not an accident that we came here. And by the way, we came here, we chose to come here. We have free will. And not only do we have free will while we're here, we have free will before we're here, and we have free will after we're here. And so we chose to come here because we wanted to learn things. Our journey is to evolve. And it's an eternal journey because you can never stop evolving. And you don't want to stop evolving. So we come here, and this is a difficult place to live. One of the hardest, and one of the reasons that we chose this, we all chose it individually, is that if we work at it, and if we get through it, it's a fast way for evolution. You don't have to go through this very difficult life that we've chosen to do. You can take the slower road, but the more you evolve, the faster you evolve, the more interesting life gets. Mm-hmm. So the people that have come here are valiant crusaders, really. Every one of them, every one of us, because we've decided to take the hard road to learn what's going on and how to live and who we are. So I put all that in the book. What we don't realize, I think, a lot of times is that we create the world that we live in. Now, we know to a certain extent, you know, you make a decision, then you have to live with your decision. But it's far more than that. It's your beliefs. And mm-hmm. and your beliefs are what create the life that you have. And if your beliefs are incorrect, and all of ours are incorrect to some extent or another, then you have to you end up suffering the consequences. For mm-hmm. example, our beliefs very often are self-limiting. And if your belief is that you're poor and you're always going to be poor because that's your fate, well, then that's what will happen to you, because your inner conscious that manifests your world will manifest what it thinks you want to experience. Mm-hmm. And if you focus on that, then that's what it'll give you. If you focus, if for example, you know, your parents got cancer and died, and you're sitting around thinking, well, I'm probably going to get cancer too. And then you're worried about it. And then you read about it in articles. And then when there's and these ads on TV are crazy, you know, they come on, they say, well, if you sneeze last night, it's sure, okay, you know, it's gotta be cancer. So you're focused on all of this stuff. Well, you focus on it so much that you draw it to you.
Yeah.
And that's and it's your beliefs that are doing this. It's your core beliefs and root assumptions. I was on a show not long ago, and one of the callers that called in asked me what I thought about family inheriting a curse. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you know, you can't inherit a curse. What happens is, you know, your parents tell you about this curse. Now you're worried about it. Now you're thinking about it. Now you create the phenomena, and then you get your kid worried about it. So you're really creating what's going on. There's no curse that's coming down the line. It's just you create this phenomena, whatever the phenomena happens to be.
Yeah.
So I go through a lot of that, and then I try to explain, you know, if you've got, you know, certain issues, you know, how to change them. And it's not easy to change them. But, you know, changing your beliefs is probably one of the hardest things that you can do. But evolution is changing our beliefs. And if we believe the same thing when we die as we believed when we were a young person, then that's not good, because mm-hmm. you haven't evolved that much.
Yeah.
So I go through that, and then I also talk about dreams, and a lot of people like to try to interpret their dreams, but dreams are incredibly hard to interpret, and I explain that, but they're not hard to control, and you can have your dreams solve your problems. So I go through and explain how that is. But basically, it's, you know, I try to hit all the metaphysical topics and try to tie them together so that they make sense to people.
Very nice. Well, you've said a lot so far, and I can't agree with you enough that, you know, what you see in your life around you is pretty much, you know, when they say you're wearing rosy colored glasses, well, it's probably is because your outlook on life is that way. So when you say you're looking at a cup half full or half empty, again, that totally projects the way you're seeing something. So I fully understand with what you're saying. And it is true that if you don't keep a good outlook on what you're doing, you can pull all that negativity in. And then all of a sudden you start to actually get exactly what you feared.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. We don't realize the kind of problems that we create for ourselves. You know, and then if you get bad, too bad, you know, you start thinking of yourself as a victim, and, you know, the world yeah. or your boss or your spouse or somebody is, you know, trying to do you in. But you're only a victim of your own beliefs.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's amazing because if you live long enough and you actually look at this from an outside view, you can see how life is affecting you and how you might wear something one way. And all of a sudden, over time, you recognize how, oh, geez, I'm holding on to something, a grief or something that's holding me back. And again, the potential for your growth starts to be hindered. And that's not good, because I really do believe, like you're saying, that we are here for the potential of growth. And that is really a very important thing, because it assists us in every possible way.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Well, you know, we self-limit ourselves, and, you know, and in stupid ways. You know, we might think that, you know, we don't want to go dancing because we're a lousy dancer. Well, you know, if you think you're a lousy dancer, you're going to be a lousy dancer, you know, or you might think, hey, I'm no good at sports. I'm not going to play any sports. Well, the more you think you're no good at sports, the worse you're going to be at them. It's these little things in life that we self-limit ourselves. And as soon as, you know, if you look at your life and you look at yourself and you look at some of the things you believe, you know, you can recognize those. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's interesting that, you know, we plan these lives. We live a lot of lives. It took me a long time to buy into reincarnation because I grew up as a, you know, as a Christian, and reincarnation was a no-no there, even though it was part of the teachings for the first 500 years. And then in science, of course, reincarnation is a no-no. So I think it, you know, it was probably somewhere around 1988 or something that I read this book. I think it was Brian Weiss, Many Lives, Many Masters. And I thought, you know, there's something here. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but I can't discard this information. And I think it took me 10 years before I finally was able to say to myself, Dave, that's the only way it can be. It has to be that way. So you know, it's kind of funny how, you know, how these things, they take a while to, you know, to come around and to, you know, for you to see what's really going on. But if you stay with it, it comes to you. It comes to you.
Well, you're definitely giving us some really interesting wisdom here, and we totally appreciate that. If somebody wanted to further their knowledge on your book, maybe you could give us again the title and where they could possibly find it?
Yeah, it's Our Eternal Existence is the latest one, and the one I'd recommend. It's A Metaphysical Perspective of Reality. Again, my name's Dave Gagan. And you can get it. You can find it at my website, davidgagan.com. And you can order it now from Amazon if you want. And it will show up December 1st. You know how Amazon is. They, you know, if they see you can pre-order it now, and they'll give it to you the day that it's you're allowed to have it. It's amazing. But that's and Barnes & Noble. You go to Barnes & Noble, too. Our Eternal Existence is you know, will be sold there. So it's not hard to find. And mm-hmm. I think you can get a lot of wisdom out of it. I've had a lot of people read it, had a lot of good comments on it. Shepard Hoodwin, again, who wrote Journey of Your Soul, who is a channel for Michael, he did the foreword on it, and he's outstanding himself.
Well, this is really wonderful, and we so appreciate you sharing all that with us. Now, in the questioning, right now in your life, do you see something coming up in the future that you'd like to share with us? Is something coming?
Well, you know, I do. You know, I have this Santa Bell Metaphysical Meetup group. I'm down here in Fort Myers area and Southwest Florida. And so I have this group. If anybody is down here, I try to get together with them every so often, and I pick up all the costs. It's all free. Meetup.com is free, and you know, to run this particular group, I take care of that. And so, you know, it's just a way, if you want to discuss what's going on, and you know, in your life, and what and what you want to get about. What are your questions? What are you trying to do? I'm happy to sit down there and talk with you. And the group is very, very easy to get along with and open for new ideas. So that's probably the nearest thing that I'm in the process of doing.
Excellent. Well, it's always wonderful to be able to be reached and, well, communicate with everybody. Well, it's always wonderful to be able to communicate with people, and connections are, well, I think what it's all about, and getting us the ability to be able to hear ideas and thoughts. Well, it gives you the potential for understanding, and that's always really wonderful. Again, could you give us that website in case anybody wanted to further their knowledge?
Yes, it's David Gagin. And it's G-A-G-G-I-N, David Gagin, no period or anything, davidgagin.com. And let me just offer one thing for the listeners. The old statement, he who seeks shall find, is absolutely true. Nobody can convince you of what is right and what is real. You have to convince yourself. You have to get the information. My book can point you in the direction that will help you in whatever part of metaphysics you happen to be looking at. But you have to do it yourself. But the beauty is the answer is a really good answer. And when you finally find it, you'll be able to have a much better view of yourself and you'll see that you're an amazing person. And far more amazing than you could possibly imagine, and it's a good news story once you get into it and find it.
Well, I'd like to think we were all created noble beings, and that just leaves us with a great potential, which is really wonderful.
That's exactly right.
Well, if you'd like to leave us with any extra words of wisdom before you go, well, we'd really appreciate it.
Well, I just encourage people to look at themselves and realize that what they're trying to do is to trying to understand themselves. And that's really what evolution is all about. It's looking at who we are and what we're about, and to try to expand our knowledge of the world we live in, which is basically us. We create this. And if you're not happy with the world you're living in, you and only you can change it. Government can't change it. Friends, family, bosses can't change it. Only you can change it. But you can change it. You get to pick the parts of your life that are most disagreeable to you and go after those. And you will... You can improve your life big time.
Excellent. Well, those are beautiful words of wisdom, and we thank you so much for it. Kind of like a Word doc, just pull it up and delete the stuff that you don't want. Sounds really great. Again, we are speaking with David Gagin, and he's been wonderful enough to come on the show, Spiritual Unity, and share his journey with us. Thank you so much again, David.
Thank you, Larry. I enjoyed it.
Well, thank you, and thank all my listeners for listening to Spiritual Unity Today, where we'd like to think that we're all leaves of one tree. Thank you for joining me, Larry Bloomfield, and my guest here on Spiritual Unity Today, where we're hoping that you'll find how much closer we all really are alike.
The hearts unite and bind together. The hearts join in accord, all the souls join in accord, all the souls. Oh Lord, make these faces radiant through the light of thy oneness. Unite and bind together the hearts.
Spiritual Unity Today is underwritten by the Baha'i Community of Florence.